Have you joined the Thermomix cult? 9-6-9-0-6-9-3. Do you own one? Do you want one? Do you swear by it? Or do you share Matt Preston's view that it's little more than a fancy blender? This is the reason that we have foodie, writer and author of In the Mix, Great Thermomix Recipes, Danny Valente, with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
I'd written down, not only fancy blender, I'd got on the net to find some other descriptions of the Thermomix.
Another two
were money suck and black hole.
Oh, really? Well, it's a very bright silver hole that you can put food in and it comes out delicious.
Well, so. I'm dying to know if they're written by people who have Thermomixes. And 9-6-9-0-6-9-3, I know there will be people in the audience who do, because often it's people you don't even... I was sitting here before and Alicia Byrne, our newsreader, very capable newsreader and acting
hardest
news director,
with 3AW.
Ran in and said, "Are you seriously talking Thermomixes today?" And I looked at her and said, "Yes." And interestingly, I don't know why I find this interesting, but she's a vegan as well, I'm pretty sure. Yep. So I went, you know, are there limits to what you can do in it? She said, "I have one." Katie Dower, who works on afternoons with Dennis Walter, made me get one. And the way she did it was she kept luring me with food and she brought all this food in every day and every day said, "Made that in the Thermomix."
Yeah, it's a hazard.
Drug dealer.
Yeah, look, obviously 3AW is infested with thermo lovers, but I know there are some thermo skeptics out there among us as well. And yes, often it is just a matter of eating the food that someone puts in front of you.
Right, what would you put in front of? What would you bring in and have me eat and that would make me say, "I need a Thermomix now"?
Do you like chocolate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so in my second cookbook, there's a recipe for chili cherry ripe. So it's my take on the famous cherry ripe chocolate bar. So we just we temper our dark chocolate in the Thermomix, which is just basically fancy melting. And then we put it with sour dried cherries, chili, and some coconut. And, I mean, you're looking like you've... I actually feel remiss now that I didn't bring some, so I'm sorry.
And then you pour it into a mould,
then
you
pour it, yeah, or, you know, I just pour it onto baking paper, set it in a slab. You can set it on the kitchen bench if you trust yourself, or you can just... shut it away in the fridge till it's nice and crisp, and I just break it into
shards. You make a chili cherry ripe.
I make a chili cherry ripe. I make it pretty easily. I make it pretty simply, and I think he wants some.
Look at him. Now he does. See, and this is the interesting thing.
You had me at hello.
You wrote a great article this week in Good Food in The Age about that whole idea of the, you know, if that's what they are, the myths around Thermomix.
Sure.
So and they are those things you've heard, and it's things like people who've said, and I would probably say, well, oh, but I like cooking. I don't want to put it all in a machine and press go and
totally.
Never be able to cook again.
Yeah, look, I love cooking and I would say, you know, I don't want a robot making my dinner either.
Yeah.
But as I've said in the article, you know, you don't sign a waiver saying I'm going to put my knives away, I'm going to put the oven on eBay. You're allowed to still chop your vegetables into neat dice if that's where, you know, you find your relaxation. But you could be doing that and cutting your chives into neat 1 millimetre slivers if that's what you need to do. The Thermomix can be doing something else on the side. Maybe it's doing your chili cherry ripe. Maybe it's steaming a chicken. Maybe it's making a ragu. Maybe it's making a soup. You know, there's room.
They are over $2,000. Are they made in Germany?
They're made in Germany and France.
Well, my rudimentary understanding of German, which has got from World War II movies, is that Germans can't say the letter TH because they're always showing you a Zidor or Zwei to Belgium. Right?
So
presumably it's a Thermomix, is it?
Well, they call it Bimbi in many countries in Europe, which I think is a super cute name.
Yeah.
So my book's been translated into Portuguese and I'm very excited that the word Bimbi is...
You could have a negative review of it called Who Shot Bimbi, couldn't you?
Okay.
My question is this. Given it cost $2,000, there's a great American humorist. If anyone can remind me his name, they can have two bottles of the bottle. He wrote a fantastic story about the way a man's mind worked and says that if a man came across a small cylindrical object and was told it would cure all diseases in the world and bring world peace, would he A, take it to the President of the United States, B, take it to the Secretary General of the United Nations, or C, open it up to see what's inside it and how it works? What's inside it?
Oh, well,
Have you ever done that?
Opened up my Thermomix?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, but it's called a reluctance motor, and you probably know more about what that means than I do. But basically, from my understanding of it, it's none of the parts actually touch, so it operates with magnetism. So the motor actually never wears down because the parts aren't actually grinding against each other. So it's a very clever motor. The rotation is something I think it's 10,200 times per second minute, must be minute, which is faster than a propeller on a small plane. So there's a lot of power in there, there's a lot of energy. It actually doesn't suck up.
You might be able to do more things than cook.
Yeah. Well, I mean...
It's got Wi-Fi?
Well, it's funny you should say that because the new Thermomix does have a little port on the side, and you can it does have a touch screen, and you can import recipes into it. There's a lot of capabilities in that that I don't think have been, you know, fully released yet. So there's a lot more exciting developments on the horizon.
Let's take some calls. Karen, g'day.
Oh, hi. How are you going? I had one. I bought it a couple of years ago, but I sold it.
Okay, but did you use it much, Karen? And when you did you use it for?
Well, that was the problem. Yes, I did use it probably. I loved making risotto in it. That was the easiest thing because that's the worst thing to cook where you got to stir it. I think you cook things that you would normally not cook, like lots of Anzac biscuits or, you know, sticky date puddings and all those things. I mean, it's only an implement to get it all ready. You still have to use your oven or you still have to use your fry pan. It doesn't do all the cooking.
Karen, thank you very much. Does it do all the cooking?
It'll make a cake batter, but you do need to put the cake in the oven. But, for example, with those sticky date puddings, you can steam them in the Thermomix. I feel sad when I hear that Karen had a Thermomix and got something out of it but didn't feel like it, you know, really integrated into her life. I think it's, as with any sort of new style of cooking, if you put the time into just working out how you're going to use it to its best advantage, that's where you find the real win.
Gail is on the line. Good morning to you, Gail.
Good morning.
How are things down at Donovan's today?
Absolutely awesome. And how are things at 3AW?
Absolutely awesome, Gail. All things considered, I reckon I'd rather be swinging my legs under that bar stool at the front of Donovan's.
That's just how life deals the cards, Bob. That's how it goes.
We spoke to Barry Humphries yesterday. He's in London and said, where would you like to be in Melbourne? And he said, I'd quite like to be at Donovan's seeing the sunrise over Port Phillip Bay.
Isn't he gorgeous? Oh, that's amazing. Oh my. We pay him for that, you realise, don't you?
Well, speaking of paying for things, Gail, we had a call from Claire, who said she's never been to Donovan's ever, and I said, well, I'd be very surprised if Gail didn't ring up and say, Claire, you must come as our guest and have lunch one day.
Oh, if you give Claire, when I'm off the phone, if you give Claire and a friend can come to Donovan's and be our guest any time they want, darling.
That is fantastic. What's now you'll be open for lunch in 28 minutes.
What are the specials?
What's the special today?
Oh, we've got a new dish on today, actually. We're going to try it out. Kevin and I, we're going to go and have it there tonight because we're not working tonight. Because we've got this beautiful new charcoal oven, so we're cooking a whole selection of crustaceans and seafood just over the charcoals and serving it in a big copper pan with a really light broth over the top. It's a dish for two. That's today's special, baby.
Oh, baby.
I'm cancelling my plan.
Sorry,
it won't work if I put in a cab to you. That's not going to work.
Gail, give our best to Kevin, and we'll put Claire and a friend in touch with you, and they can go and have your beautiful food with your beautiful view of Port Phillip Bay.
I'll stay on the line and give you my details. Have a great day, guys.
You too,
Gail. Bye-bye.
Can you make what can you do with crustacea?
So I make a scallop mousseline. So you blend up scallops with cream and some egg whites and then put it into little moulds which you can steam in the Thermomix. So you have this very fancy, jiggly French pudding that you can put with a beautiful lemon sauce. So I can do that.
And I quite liked the sound of. Claire and Steve, we were at Dalesford on the weekend at Wombat Hill House, and Claire looked up and she's got a Thermomix at home and saw Danny's cookbooks and looked at Steve and he went, all right. And off he went to the counter and bought one. So I saw the crab and prawn polenta, which I thought looked beautiful.
Oh, yeah, a Matt Wilkinson recipe.
Yes.
So is Matt Wilkinson on your 12 hours in Melbourne tour? Or you probably don't
have...
He should be.
We've still got 10 hours left.
She really doesn't like you, Claire and Steve. No Bailarina, no Matt Wilkinson.
Oh, no.
So you've got the B tour.
Matt Wilkinson and Pope Joan, amazing place in East Brunswick up there. And so a beautiful crab and, crab polenta. So you can cook polenta.
Another one of those
things where you just, you know, polenta is something you don't need to stand there stirring. If the Thermomix can be doing that while, you know, I can be helping the kids with their homework or whatever, then that's all good for me.
Stay with us, Danny. Danny Valland, foodie writer and author of In the Mix, great Thermomix recipes. It's 26 minutes to midday. You're listening to A Movable Feast. And we're speaking with Danny Valland, foodie writer, author of In the Mix, great Thermomix recipes, and the new website, Kate.
DannyValantCooking.com.
Karen, good morning to you.
Yes, good morning. I just got a Thermomix for Christmas. I absolutely adore it. I'm a very strict vegetarian, and my husband had an organ transplant last year, and he likes to have a bit of healthy cooking. And the thing for me is that you have total command of what goes in there. You can buy some organic vegetables, and you know that there's no preservatives in there. I can make my own yogurt. I know there's no gelatin, which is an anathema to vegetarians, obviously. So I find the total control of the fresh food that you can put in there And, of course, I work full-time, so for me, the time savings are amazing.
And so do you use it every day, Karen?
I use it nearly every day.
Who stumped up the $2,000 for your prayers?
It was my husband.
No.
But he hasn't had a wallet transplant.
Our Thermomix consultant, when we had our demonstration, it was the first time she'd had both a father and a son there, and the boys love it, and there's no age limit to that, you know. They just love it, and they cook in it, and they use it. Even for guys who've never cooked before, it's fantastic.
Our best to all your family, Karen. Doc Larkins has called in, wants to know where he can get your book.
Oh, thanks for calling. Just hop onto the Thermomix website, thermomix.com.au, and they sell it there. It's available at Essential Ingredient as well, if you're close to Paran.
We saw it in that Hill House in Dusk.
They do have a couple up there as well.
Yep.
James.
How you going?
Yeah, good. How are you going?
Yeah, good, mate. We've got a Thermomix. We got given it as an engagement present. It's the best thing we've ever had. It really has changed the way that we cook now. And we used to just cook, you know, all the normal pots and pans. And used to try, with working full-time, used to try just do all the easy meals and all that, try to get through. But now with a Thermomix, you can just do so much more. And it's really helped make us more healthy. And we can basically make any meals that are with this Thermomix. It's just awesome.
James, you beauty. You don't get paid by Thermomix, do you, Danny?
Look, I'm independent from Thermomix, so I do cooking classes and other appearances from time to time, but I'm not on their books. And just a massive fan of the machine.
Massive fan of the machine. Kristen.
Hi there.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
Oh, massive thumbs up. Best money I've ever spent. So I've always wanted one, but it was a little bit exy. So I've finished studying 6 years part-time nursing degree with young kids, and that's what I bought myself for my graduation present.
Oh, well done. Hey, what's the best thing you make in it, Kristen?
Best thing? Oh, God. Everything.
God.
The only downfall is now when you think, it's nice to get takeaway because it's easy, but the Thermomix makes better meals like butter chicken and Thai curries. And
can you make stuff in a Thermomix and pretend to a young child that it is takeaway?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, so you make something in a Thermomix, put it in a plastic container, walk out the back door, walk around the front, knock on the front door, and they'll think it's takeaway.
Can I buy yours?
I think the thing is, too, is that people get this sort of stigma about, you know, you've got to cook dinner in it every night. I don't cook. I cook dinner in it maybe once or twice a week, but I use it for everything else. Like, I make smoothies in the morning or porridges for breakfast, snacks for the lunchbox. And I also work full-time and just find it a massive time saver.
I was asking Claire what's the best thing. She's been making her own butter. She says, I'm never going to churn butter without that thing, but we make our own butter. It's beautiful.
Yes, and then you get the buttermilk, which you can put in your pancakes or your muffins, so you get this great byproduct. And there's such satisfaction in doing things from scratch. So it's interesting hearing these people who've got, you know, their special dietary needs, whether it's vegetarian or they're gluten-free or they're avoiding, you know, this or that, and they can do everything from scratch. Mill their own flour, you know, they can...
I can't buy it at Myer, though, can I?
No, they're sold by independent consultants. You have to...
What about... Someone said before that they sold theirs. So if I look it up on eBay, are there Thermomixes on eBay?
I think there are occasionally. I'm not trawling eBay for Thermomixes myself, but I believe they...
Someone over there, the other side of the glass, is about to do it for us.
Have a look. I think, sometimes you do find them on Gumtree, but they're snapped up pretty quickly, and the thing is they hold their value, so...
And the other thing is, I assume the value of getting it through a consultant is that actual initial consultation, because from what I've heard, it's not going there for half an hour and they say, here it is, go buy. It's right. Almost like a cooking class,
well,
isn't
they,
it?
Well, they cook you dinner. It's a cooking class, it's a meal, it's an introduction to the machine. So there's a lot of value in becoming part of that Thermomix community. You do have access to information, assistance, and, basically someone on call.
Okay, what's a Thermomix T31? Is that an early model?
Yeah, so the T31 is the model that was sold until late 2014. There's now the TM5 that's out there, but I've got a 31 on the bench at home, and look, it's a workhorse. And you know, every great restaurant in Melbourne has got a Thermomix, or they want one. And
got to ask Gail from Donovan's.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of chefs talk about it as, you know, it's like having an apprentice that never turns up hungover. It's always there on time. Never calls in sick. Never stops.
Gee whiz, you ought to be in marketing. Maida, g'day.
Hi,
Ross, you should be asking what can't you cook with Thermomix. You can cook everything. You're asking the wrong question. Easter bread, brioche, donuts, floating islands, bread, pasta, pizza, cakes, all in one cooking. I cook my rice in the middle, my fish on top, my vegetables in between. Sometimes I might, instead of rice, cook a soup. So I've got my soup, my vegetables, my fish with a beautiful dressing all done at once. Rice pudding, dumplings, anything you want to try, just put the word in and Thermomix and it will come up. The recipe community has umpteen recipes, and what you need to do is just look at a recipe and you'll see 92 ratings, all of which say 5 out of 5. It just works.
Maida, thank you very much.
Sorry, you've just lost your job in marketing, Danny, because Maida's got it.
I'm handing it over to the real expert there.
Hey, we better say goodbye, but have you ever seen a movie called Le Grand Bœuf, a French film?
Yeah.
No. Have you ever seen it, Kate?
No.
Le Grand Bœuf, it sounds like the Thermomix is made for it. Le Grand Bœuf is a group of mates who get together in a house outside Paris one weekend and decide to eat themselves to death.
Yeah. Yes, but fun along the way.
At least they do have fun along the way. They are French. Danny, lovely to chat with you.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Danny Vallant, foodie, writer and author of In the Mix, great Thermomix recipes.